Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show. As always, I am so grateful that you have tuned in today. We are in the midst of the holiday season. We have a lot happening right now. I know that people are potentially stressed, overwhelmed, feeling it. Totally normal for this time of year. And before we get into today's episode, which is all about expectation management, how long things take, honestly, this episode is many years in the making because I do get this question a lot. And I think it's totally human nature to ask this question. I wanted to talk about my GlowFit program. So GlowFit is a 6-month macro-based nutrition and strength training group program. So essentially you will be with me for 6 months. I will take care of all of your macros and adjustments and all of your strength training programming. This is for people who potentially have worked with me before or don't need a lot of one-on-one attention, even though there will be group calls, there will be trainings, there will be, you know, you will get access to me, you will get your stuff customized. And we are going to be going into a lot of nutrition and strength training content as well. It's really based off of what I learned in the Intuitive Macro certification as I created that. And I really want to bring this information to you. And most importantly, give you the result, which is to help you get into the best shape of your life, which takes time. And all of the programs that I've put out in terms of group stuff have been 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. And honestly, it takes a lot longer than that. And I wanted to give you, and for me to help you get into, like I said, the best shape of your life over 6 months, because that is how long it takes to do that. Usually we quit. If you are feeling like, oh my God, 6 months is so long, that's the time it takes. And maybe you have done something for a month or 2 months and then you quit. But I promise you, if you do something for 6 months, you will see a giant change. The program is enrolling right now. You can find a link to it in the show notes, and I can't wait to share more about it. We start on January 16th, so we have about a month before we get started, and I will be launching it and enrolling for that through that time. The program is $19.97 if you are, meaning $1,997. If you are a former Intuitive Macros alum or your former one-on-one client, you get a discount. So just DM me if you're interested and I can let you know what that looks like and I can give you a code. That GlowFit will be that price until December 31st. It goes up to $21.97 January 1st, and then we start about 2 weeks later. So again, I can't wait for that. And it's fitting, like I said, for this episode. So I've been hearing from a lot of you that you're feeling a little bit, you know, just you're feeling the holidays. And we're going to have a couple episodes coming up in the next couple weeks just about navigating that. And it's normal to feel that way. And I think at the same time, the holidays are sort of a time where we, again, feel how we're feeling now, which is just like there's a lot happening. And it's also a reflective time. How did the year go? What did I learn? What energy do I want to bring in for next year? I know that I'm kind of feeling both of those things right now. So we will be having some episodes about navigating the end of the year, planning for next year, how we do that. I am going to be also putting out an episode on dating because I got a really good response to that over the last month as I've been sharing some of my own insights around dating. And just something to keep in mind, remember that I always share kind of I share things, especially personal things, as I've already gone through them. So I don't share, especially if it's like something like that, I don't really share it real time because it just feels best to me that way. So I can't wait to share those things because it is really just one of those like juicy subjects that honestly goes along with food and goes along with business. And I think that it, you can take like a really empowered perspective and approach in dating if you are single right now, and it can, you can just have a completely different experience. And that really goes along with like things that you hear out in general in terms of like, you know, oh, you can't feel good during the holidays. There's nobody good out there anymore, or, you know, this is going to take too long, or in business, nobody's buying right now. All of these things, like, you don't have to give in to any of those things. That does not have to be your story. So can't wait to share that. I will be sharing that soon. Let's get right into this episode today about timelines. Now, I wanted to start this off because when it comes to behavior change in general, and when I talk about behavior change, I'm talking about like permanent change. I'm not talking about band-aids. I'm not talking about quick fixes or resets. I'm talking about you making a permanent shift, which is much different than doing something for a month. You can do anything for a month. You can do anything for maybe 3 months, especially if you're seeing quick results. But what's going to happen after? Are you actually going to have made that shift? So when I get into this episode today, really, I just want you to keep in mind that I am saying it through that filter and in that context of permanent change. I think asking this question in general just goes along with like the need for certainty in being a human as you embark on something that's going to take effort. We want to know that it's going to work. Like, why would we do something if we didn't think it was going to work? So that is, as humans and as somebody with a brain, obviously, and a nervous system, we're always seeking safety. We're always going to go back to what is safe to us, which is why it's hard to make changes. So this question just means like, I want some certainty in my journey. I'm about to take a risk right now and embarking on something that maybe I've never done before. And I don't know what that's going to be like. So I need to find some sort of like, I need to find something to hold on to. So just sort of understand that. And at the same time, understand that if you want to make permanent changes, the timeline doesn't really matter, you know? So it's both. Like, we have the need for this question and the timeline doesn't really matter because like, it's going to take as long as it takes. And hopefully, as we make permanent changes, we want these actions that we take for whatever we embark on to give us so much value that we want to continue them forever. And with everything that I talk about in terms of strength training and nutrition and even business and just being on a growth journey as a human, we want to be transformed. We want to be changed, that like we want to show up and do the stuff. We want to show up and do our workout and eat well because like that is what makes us feel good. Right now, there's a lot of holiday food in my house and like it's super abundant. And I am for the most part sticking to what I normally eat because I want to feel good. And that's like what I'm used to. And that is an example of a permanent shift. So I just want you to keep those things in mind, that my hope for you is that you do these things forever. But it's also normal to want to know, to have like expectations. So I'm going to be talking about three different things. I'm going to be talking about fat loss. I'm going to be talking about strength and muscle gain. And I'm also going to be talking about behavior change and mindset when it comes to changes with food, which are the sort of the struggles that I work with. And this is also coming from like me working with hundreds of people over the years and observing people's journeys, going through my journey. I also get a lot of questions, like going off to the side for a little bit, about online business and like how long it takes to build a business. Same principles apply here. I would say minimum for that, it's going to take 18 months, 2 to 3 years, I'm going to say, for you to make a full-time income. And that's like, holy shit, that's so much time. It is what it is, right? Like, I wish things would happen faster, but they just don't. And I think the faster we can accept those things, the faster we can just like get to work and do what we need to do. So all of my caveats before we get into the timelines here. So when it comes to fat loss, remember that fat loss is going to be a different journey than weight loss. You are losing fat tissue, versus just losing weight. If you go on a crash diet or a cleanse, you just like don't eat, you will lose water, muscle, and fat. And that's not what we want, right? Like, we want to lose fat tissue and we want to keep our muscle tissue, especially as we age, for your metabolism, all of those things. So remember that, like, technically you could lose like a ton of weight in a short amount of time, but who knows if you're going to keep it off and who knows if it's actually fat, right? So you could lose 2 to 3 pounds a week, but it's not going to be the type of tissue that you want to lose. And also ask yourself, if you're used to that as a crash dieter, also ask yourself, like, have I actually kept that off? And also, have I enjoyed the process of taking it off? Like, was it easy for me to adhere to this? And the answer is going to be probably not. When it comes to fat loss, which we can ensure that fat loss is happening by one, let's, you know, if we just go over my three nutrition principles, I mention them all the time. Calories determine weight changes, protein determines body composition, meaning whether you lose fat or gain muscle, and food quality determines how you feel. So if you are strength training with intensity, if you're keeping your protein high and you're eating enough calories to still elicit fat loss, but still kind of keeping you like eating enough, we're going to be looking at about 0.5 to 1% of your body weight per week. This could go faster or slower depending on your willingness. So I have clients, for example, who like have had a tumultuous relationship with food in the past, and I keep them at higher calories going at a slower rate because their adherence won't be high and they're not willing to sacrifice their relationship with food. And I don't want that. Like, I won't allow that as a coach to happen. So I would rather them, you know, have it go a little slower and enjoy their life a little bit more. Some people feel better getting, like, they're more willing to pay a little more attention to their food intake in order for them to get the dopamine momentum of losing weight, meaning they're more willing to eat less and put up with that and tolerate that discomfort if it means they're going to lose a little bit more weight, because they know that for them to continue on this journey and for them to put effort in, they're going to need to lose a significant amount of weight. You have to know yourself here. You have to know what is right for you. How do you know what's right for you? What feels right? If something feels bad, you're not going to do it for a long time. So standard rate is going to be, like I said, 0.5 to 1% of your body weight, which for a 200-pound person, that would mean 1 to 2 pounds per week. For a 150-pound person, that's going to mean 0.75 to 1.5 pounds per week. Even if you lose half a pound per week, that's a good rate. For example, I've had clients that have worked with me for a year and they're down like 50 pounds, 60 pounds. So that is the standard rate of loss. But if you really want to see changes in your fat loss, I would give yourself minimum 3 months. It also depends on, like, do you need to do a reverse diet? I will be talking about what that means and, you know, nutritional periodization in a future episode that will come out this year. But like, if your metabolism is kind of, I hesitate to say wrecked, if it's, you know, under functioning, meaning that you have fed it low calories for a long time, which the metabolism is adaptive. So the lower you go, the more it's going to adapt to that new intake as your maintenance. You might need to do a reverse diet first, in which case you might have to wait 3 months before you even start doing a deficit, because weight loss will be impossible up until that point. So again, really depends on your history, but I would really give yourself 3 to 6 months in order to see changes with fat loss. And I would also try to measure other ways, other wins in your progress. So perhaps not looking at the scale weight every week, but looking at your waist measurements, also looking at the intangible markers of an improved relationship with food, which I've talked about these before, but there's 4 things that I measure. They come, you know, I think they can be different for every person, but the things that I usually measure with my clients are frequency of overeating if they're binging, intensity of overeating, and giving yourself a rating and then tracking that week to week, level of overall preoccupation with food, how much are you obsessing about food, And the last one is, how long does it take you to return to normal eating or to like your nutrition plan when you've gone off the rails or when you have failed? You want to come right back, right? Usually we like, some people give this analogy of like you drop the phone and then like you step on it a million times if you go off of your nutrition plan and then like it's just way worse for like the next 3 weeks or whatever. That's essentially what it is. You're gonna fail at some point. You're gonna veer. Things are gonna be inconsistent. Are you gonna come right back? Are you gonna help yourself to come right back and to, you know, not beat yourself up for that sort of thing? So some things to think about: having different measures of progress is really important here because your brain does need a win in order to continue going, which means that you want to be able to give yourself multiple avenues and opportunities to create these wins. And this is with everything, right? So that is fat loss. You can also take pictures. Pictures make a big difference too. You can use a piece of clothing or something like that. That is very important for, you know, us to do something like that. So that is fat loss, like I said. When it comes to muscle gain, this is a big subject, and we could honestly talk about this for the whole episode. But when it comes to muscle gain, we want to really accept that it's going to take a long ass time. And that, again, is what it is. In our lifetime, as women, men are going to gain more muscle because they inherently have more testosterone. This is why, like, if you take more testosterone, you will build more muscle, and it is what it is. So over your lifetime, I'm assuming you're a woman that's listening to this, you can expect to gain 20 to 25 pounds of muscle in your life. It's not that much, you know, it's maybe 10 to 20% of your body weight. And it's not a lot. I'm not sure if that percentage is right. Don't quote me on that. Men can gain up to 35 to 45 pounds of muscle. This is why, like, you know, again, given the increased testosterone that men have, you know, we can, you know, we have that example sometimes of men like doing one workout or like doing 10 pushups and then looking ripped. And like, we need to like work out for like 6 months in order to see that exact same change. So you need to have the appropriate inputs happening in order for you to gain muscle, meaning training with intensity, eating protein, and eating enough. Those three things are going to be essential. And when I say training with intensity, that also means that you need to have the right training plan that's going to elicit the stimulus that you need in order to build the muscle. So when it comes to women, it also depends on your training age. So your training age is going to be how long you've been training. And if you're a new person to training, this is a prime time for you to, again, this is a prime time for you to go on this journey and gain muscle because it's going to be a new stimulus and your body's going to adapt to it. So given a new stimulus, it's, again, a lot of people are like, oh, but I've never done it before, but this is the best time for you to do this. In 1 year, if you train consistently, and when I say consistently, it means about, I'm basing it off of about 4 days a week of training. If you want to go 2 days a week, that's also fine. We also know you're going to gain a little bit less muscle, and that is okay if that's what fits into your life right now, because we want to be training forever. We want to do these behaviors for a lifetime. So in a year, if you are new to training, you can gain up to 10 to 12 pounds per year. In your second year, which is about 1 pound a month, in your second year, you can gain about 5 to 6 pounds of muscle, which is about 0.5 pound per month. In your third year of training, you can gain up to 2.5 to 3 pounds of muscle. And in your fourth year and beyond, you can gain about 0.75 to 1.5 pounds of muscle. And that is given the fact that, you know, you've already built a base. You know, this is under the assumption that like you're gaining at most 1.5 pounds in your fourth plus year, but like you've already built that base. So we want to maintain that base. This is why, like, it's not, if you already have a solid base of muscle, you're not going to lose it overnight. And it's not going to be, something that's like a huge detriment if you have to take like a week off of training or even a month off of training, especially if you're eating protein. Again, this is given that the inputs are aligned towards what it is that you want. And if you go on this journey and you add muscle to your frame, that's inherently going to build, that's inherently going to burn more fat. A pound of fat burns about 5 calories per pound. A pound of muscle burns 13 calories per pound. So you're making that tissue is 3 times more efficient in burning food and moving through food and creating flexibility and ease with your food, the more muscle that you have on your frame. So it's absolutely worth it to do it. Now, remember that as you do that, you're inherently going to burn more fat. I love the analogy of like, do you want to burn 400 calories on the elliptical or do you just want to put more muscle on your frame to have it do it at rest? Like, I know what I would rather do, which is why I spend time lifting weights and why I try to optimize my metabolism. But it's important that we are aware of what's happening as we go through our body comp goals, where the more muscle you add, the more fat you will burn and eventually lose. This is where we see body comp changes. I recommend to give yourself minimum 6 months to do this. If you can do this for 6 months, you will see a massive shift. And you want to really try to be consistent with something. I shared a post, I will put it in the show notes, of my nutritional periodization journey over 2 years to really finally feel like I look like I work out. And it took 2 years. Not everybody's going to do that. But I will tell you, anybody that you see out there that you maybe aspire to, like their behavior, their physique, their business, or whatever it is, then you have to know that you're seeing the result of many years of doing something. And when I talk on this podcast, I am talking to you in the hopes that you will be that 1% person, the 1% person that shows up, that is comfortable with the journey, and that is, you know, it's just happy to do the behaviors that makes you a successful person, right? And again, not everyone is willing to do that because a lot of people need instant gratification and have shiny object syndrome. And I get it. That's human nature. You have to fight human nature to go on this journey. It doesn't mean that it's not worth pursuing. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you will be changed. You will be fully transformed. And this is why I created the GlowFit program as well. I know that talking about muscle and body comp and all this stuff is involved and it's a lot. And I will be sharing more stuff about it as I continue to put more training programs out there and you know, release more content specific to this. So I'm going to leave that for now. Lastly, I want to talk about behavior change and mindset. And these changes are something that aren't as tangible. How do you really measure this? You have to have the tangible markers, which you can use those intangible things that I used that I shared at the beginning in order to create some tangibility. But when it comes to your behavior, it's not something that, like, you know, going on a strength journey or going on a fat loss journey, like you have tangible things. I weighed 155 this week. I weigh 153 the next week. I see that I lost weight. I couldn't do a push-up. I can do a push-up, or my form is better. I could only lift the 20-pound dumbbell last week. Now I can do the same amount of reps with 25 pounds, or I can do more reps, right? So we have really tangible things. When it comes to behavior, it's really only in retrospect that we begin to see, like, oh shit, I am different. Behaviors also get reduced before they get eliminated. So that's something to keep in mind. You can track specific behaviors. Obviously, you can create tangibility there. But if you're trying to improve your food mindset, it's harder. It's a feeling. It's an energy. It's a way that we can, it's a way that we can really, like, begin to realize, like, oh, my reality is different now. I'll never forget an example of this that somebody who took intuitive macros a long time ago shared with me, and she kind of keeps me updated on her journey. She shared that one time she made mac and cheese and she put the leftovers away. And the next day, as she went to go grab the leftovers, she realized, like, she put them on the counter and she was like, oh shit, I've never done this before. I've never had mac and cheese leftovers ever in my life. My relationship with food is different. You might also notice, like, oh, I'm going to go eat ice cream. And I noticed that, like, I didn't eat the whole thing, or I left a bite on my plate. Or I noticed that I went to go order dessert at a restaurant and I was full and I was like, I don't want the dessert right now. Right? Or we choose to feel our feelings instead of going to, you know, shovel like a bag of, I'm thinking, like, what's hyper palatable to me, chocolate covered potato chips, right? and we choose to feel our feelings instead. Or maybe we choose to eat, you know, to soothe ourselves, but we choose to eat a little bit less. Those types of things that are like, oh, things are different now. A lot of relationship with food stuff happens that way. And it's very interesting to know that. And the same thing with behavior change. Behavior change is the same sort of thing where like you don't see the changes day to day. They usually only happen in retrospect. Because of that, it's inherently harder to maintain that journey because our brains love the momentum. They love when those things happen. They love when we get a little shiny star and a win, and that's just like dopamine and the brain and sort of how it works. I am going to wrap this up right now, but I am so grateful that you are listening. I can't wait to share all of the episodes that I have coming for you in the new year. I can't wait to share reflections of the year and lessons that I've learned. I obviously 2023 was a big life-shifting year for me, but I know that 2024 is going to be better in a different way. I will talk about that in the episode, but I am sending you a ton of love. I am grateful for you listening as always, and I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram, where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.